This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's not unusual to drive along some Birmingham streets and see well-maintained homes alongside burned structures and weed-infested lots. Residents have complained for years, and some lots and abandoned properties have been cleared. But now, with millions more in the budget and new penalties for owners who don't maintain their properties, the city is hoping to stop blight. Mary Scott Hodgen continues our series on blight in Birmingham with an exploration of code enforcement and the city's attempt to take action.
Donnie is a construction worker with Bostic Trucking and Excavating. More and more, his workday sounds like this. His company has a contract with the city of Birmingham to bulldoze vacant homes and buildings. He says business is good because most of the city's rundown properties are beyond repair.
People go in and destroy them, and by the time you replace all the electrical and all of the plumbing and all of that stuff to it, you could have done built you one, you know.
Urban blight and abandonment may help demo companies' bottom line. But Birmingham City Councilwoman Sheila Tyson says it's terrible for local neighborhoods. Empty buildings attract crime and make neighborhoods unsafe. Tyson points to Larkway Gardens, a massive 24-building apartment complex in the West End, as one of the worst examples.
Larkway Gardens in 2009, they might have had 9 tenants out of 1,000 apartments. 2012, they had a person that actually set up a drug pen right in the apartment. He was the only tenant in there.
Larkway Gardens looks like a small ghost town. Windows are boarded up or blown out. Trash and debris litter the yard. How did it get this bad? Tyson says one big reason is that until recently, the city wasn't enforcing property codes.
We have been so lenient with these landlords that we have let it go on and on and on and on. If they are not keeping their property up, it's supposed to be condemned.
But it doesn't always work that way. Charles Williams lives nearby, in the home where he grew up. He says the house next door caught fire years ago, and the roof is falling in. The city recently labeled it as non-condemnable, meaning it can be repaired.
That's great. I mean, not condemnable. Look at it. I mean, you know, anybody in their right mind can see that it need to go.
Demolition, though, that's expensive. It costs around $6,000 per property. Mayor William Bell says the city is focusing on the worst structures, hiring folks like Donnie to knock them down, and doing the best they can.
Right now we have $6.5 million, but that still does not cover all of the homes that we have out there.
So now the city is pulling out a new weapon to fight the issue, tougher code enforcement. John Colon, the director of community development, says the city is ready to be more responsive.
The city just passed the 2015 International Maintenance Code, which gives us the teeth we need really to go after offenders, folks who are not maintaining their properties.
This new maintenance code allows the city to fine homeowners up to $500 per day per offense, forcing them to make much-needed repairs. Those who cannot afford it can access the city's critical repair program to help cover the cost. The goal is to keep properties livable and prevent more abandoned houses.
It starts to shape the culture of our city in terms of how we interact with property, how we treat our property, and really how we become better neighbors in our communities.
Colon says the city plans to combine the power of code enforcement with demolition and redevelopment to ignite this cultural change. Most importantly, Councilwoman Sheila Tyson says the city needs to show up and start rebuilding trust with the people in her district after years of lax enforcement.
It just can't keep happening. We can't just sit by and allow it to happen. I watched it happen. And so they feel like we don't care about the area, but we do.
Tyson says demolishing Larkway Gardens is an opportunity to show just that. Once the buildings are torn down, she hopes the land can be used for something positive that can help revitalize the West End. And Birmingham's behind it. Just last week, the City Council approved $378,000 to demolish Larkway Gardens. For WBHM, I'm Mary Scott Hodgson.